Ginger Lives Matter, Equality's CEO says gingers need better protection. By Nathaniel Charles on January 14, 2022. Individuals with ginger hair could be the next protected characteristic, with a UK equality charity CEO warning of prejudice against them. Chrissy Malidi MBE, CEO of Equalities and Human Rights UK, has suggested that ginger phobia is one of the last socially accepted forms of prejudice directed against people for a trait they were born with. Malidi, who is a redhead herself, has highlighted that gingers have faced abuse for thousands of years, and the problem has been described as particularly acute in modern-day Britain. In her statement, Malidi also highlighted incidents where prospective parents have stated they would accept any child, including transgender kids or children with disabilities, bar ginger one, and one case where parents physically abused their baby for having red hair, claiming it was the mark of the devil. Speaking to the Sheffield Star, Chrissy Malidi also called for more to be done to protect red-haired children from gingerism or anti-red-haired prejudice and abuse from other children. Speaking to Breitbart in response to Malidi's views, political commentator Sophie Corcoran, who has ginger hair, said, "Don't turn us gingers into the next victimized or oppressed group. We have all experienced our fair share of ridicule. But there's a very clear difference between banter and bullying. We must draw a line between the two." Hashtag Ginger Lives Matter. Some of the historic abuse that gingers received includes in 15th century Germany, where ginger-haired people were believed to be witches and an estimated 45,000 were tortured and murdered, it was claimed in 2010. School children with red hair have also previously been beaten and left bleeding on the unofficial National Kick a Ginger Day, said to be on the 20th of November, in both Britain and the United States. A University College of Cork-based study in 2016 reported that more than 90% of ginger men have been the victims of bullying across the world, the BBC reports.